Last time in the front room, a million-dollar win in a Las Vegas casino led to a successful showbiz debut and a somewhat clandestine business deal. In a thrilling climax and an ill-fitting Elvis jumpsuit, only one question remains. Did she finally love him tender or send him back to Heartbreak Hotel? For all these answers and more, stay tuned to the next installment of Front Room.
Yes, I'm over 18. Who needs a wife when you've got the internet anyway? I'm still not sure what she meant at the Elvis Chapel when she said not here, not now. Does that mean I'm still in with a chance? Oh, who cares? Yes, I do want to enter. Come on, let the dog see the rabbit. Four. Ah, much better. That's why they call it left-handed surfing. Stop. No. I didn't mean to click on that. Oh no.
Hi honey, I'm home.
I didn't expect you back from the shop so soon.
We can see that. It looks like we caught you left-handed. Here you go, a nice cup of tea.
Thanks, that's just what I need. Click here for beautiful girls for hire.
What did you just say?
I said I've got the whole house to rewire.
All right.
Seeing as we spent all our money on the trip to Vegas, I'm going to have to do the electrical work myself.
Are you qualified?
Not exactly, but I downloaded a free manual which claims to be foolproof.
It'll have to be more than foolproof. Complete and utter idiot-proof more like.
Now then, which is the live wire again? Ouch.
I think you found it.
Meet sexy singles in your area.
Oh please.
I've been meaning to ask about the $1 million I won at the casino. What exactly did you spend it on?
Sorry, can't talk now, I'm due on a conference call in 5.
Honestly, women. I just don't understand. She said she'd marry me if I won $1 million, and then she practically jilted me at the altar. What more do I have to do?
As the great philosopher Paris Hilton once said, every woman should have 4 pets in her life. A mink in her closet. A jaguar in her garage, a tiger in her bed, and a jackass who pays for everything.
What does that mean? I have to buy her a pet.
The exact opposite. Quit being the jackass, and do something to make her respect you a bit more.
Play 24-hour bingo.
That's not exactly what I had in mind. Maybe you should try smartening yourself up a bit. You've let yourself go.
I just don't care anymore. What's the point in going on? I haven't been dressed properly for days, and I can't even be bothered to shave.
Oh, I see. I thought your face was starting to rust.
Anyway, I'm going to microwave a tin of something for breakfast before I get on with the wiring.
I fear the nutritional value of that meal is substandard, Dave.
I don't care, and don't call me Dave.
Ah, Dr. Hammond, there you are. I've been driving all round Las Vegas.
Thank God. Nurse, quickly, can you take a blood sample from these two men?
Dr. Hammer, Mike, they're dead.
This guy's the fifth since I got here. It's the same as before. First the terrified expression, then the glowing eyes, and soon after, certain death. This isn't a coffee house, it's a slaughterhouse.
So, what was the final death toll at the casino?
Seven are confirmed dead, and another three are in intensive care.
I don't get it. Why a coffee shop and a hotel? Is it just coincidence?
Maybe. I was hoping we could stay on and have a look around when we're done here.
Stay here? You and I together?
I know, it's the first time I've asked a nurse out over a corpse. I think you might be right, though. There's got to be a link. That's 20 we can chalk up for the iGlow virus now.
In that case, Dr. Hammer, how about we start with a coffee?
Are you all right? Nurse Cassidy, you look terrified. Front Room will return after these messages.
I've never seen you shine so bright.
Seasons in the sun. I've never seen...
Goodbye, my friend. It's hard to die. When all the birds are singing in the sky.
In the air tonight.
I can feel it. Coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord. Oh Lord.
Timeless classics recorded live in Las Vegas. like you've never heard before.
The Ace of Spades. The Ace of Spades. The Ace of
Vegas Nights. The Ace of Spades. Out now in stereo.
In just 7 days.
Oh no, here I go again.
Want to enlarge your manhood? Here's how.
Honestly, have you been left-handed surfing again?
No dear.
Want to play online poker?
Sounds like you should have taken Jeff's advice. He says he installed Pop-Up Panther antivirus software so his wife couldn't catch him out.
I haven't seen Jeff in ages.
Neither have I dear.
Girls, live online now!
Don't get caught left-handed. Get Pop-Up Panther antivirus software. Get it now.
The iGeneration can't live without their Cosbox coffee, can you? Well, now you don't even have to leave the house to enjoy your favorite start to the day. New Cosbox coffee homebrew, making it easier for the world to enjoy its favorite cup of coffee.
I just thought we should touch base to make sure we are all singing from the same hymn sheet.
Agreed. There's no point moving the goalposts.
Although it does help to think outside the box.
Especially in the work-related arena.
Exactly. But apart from a few last-minute matters, I get the feeling we are not too far off being able to put this one to bed. You know what we need.
What's that?
A sponsorship deal.
Brilliant, we could sponsor a big live event.
I'm also hoping the ad agency can seed the new television campaign online, so it goes viral.
Want to enlarge your manhood?
Talking of viral, here's someone who's clearly caught something nasty.
What is it? Cyberia. Web media.
I don't know, but it's doing my head in.
It's not your head you need to worry about.
Can we just talk about something else, please?
Okay, how about a joke? How many robots does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know. How many robots does it take to change your light bulb?
2.856743 recurring.
How does she do that?
Fears are growing, as reported cases of the iGlow virus spread around the globe. So far, the biggest cluster of fatalities still centers around the US state of Nevada. But with 10 new cases in Europe already today, other parts of the world look to be quickly catching up.
Have you ladies heard of this new virus they're talking about?
No, what is it?
They're calling it the iGlow virus. I'm not sure what the symptoms are though.
Could the clue be in the name?
Surely not. Whoever heard of a virus which makes your eyes glow? That would require a team of rogue scientists to produce a compound which silicates the body's cell structure, causing the optical nerve to mutate and stimulate the retinal pigment in an unnatural and strangely crystalline way.
Get ripped in just 7 days.
No thanks.
I don't know about this iGlow business, but a virus is surely to blame for your embarrassing outbursts. You need to get yourself disinfected.
Disinfected? No way. I've heard the procedure's kind of intimate.
Nothing a quick reboot can't fix.
And a few mildly uncomfortable administrations.
Yes, well, anyway, I still need to finish the wiring. I'm going to have to shut down the power again now, I'm afraid.
Again. Hurry up then, it'll be dark soon.
More to the point, I forgot to get my breakfast out of the microwave. I'll have to reheat it when the power's back on.
You really need to stop eating such rubbish.
Look, will you two just leave me alone? Okay, I think that's it. The girls will be so impressed. I've completed all the circuits and checked the ring mains. Rather a good job, even if I do say so myself. Right, I'll just switch the power back on, and then I can reheat my breakfast at last. Oh no.
Evening all, I'm Inspector Dolby, this is Sergeant Samuel.
Hello, hello, hello.
Would you mind if we come in? We're following up lines of inquiry with regard to the suspicious death of Mr. Tony Crackburn.
Of course, come in, officers.
Thank you. Now, we know that Tony died suddenly in hospital, but we're investigating the cause of the accident which put him there in the first place. Can you tell me what happened?
Cheap Viagra.
More tea, Vicar.
It was at the house party. If it wasn't for the dodgy wiring, Tony would never have been electrocuted when the lightning struck the TV aerial, just as he was about to start one of his legendary keyboard solos.
Brilliant. It looks as if Tony's about to launch into one of his legendary keyboard solos. Listen to this.
I see. I trust the house has been rewired since then.
Yes, of course, Inspector. I did it myself.
Want to enlarge your manhood?
Are you all right, sir?
I'm sorry, Inspector. He seems to have picked up a virus.
Not this iGlow virus, I hope.
I'm afraid we specifically don't know anything about that here.
No, Inspector. We don't know anything about it.
We interrupt this program to bring you the latest news of the global iGlow virus outbreak. Another 6 fatalities have been reported in Las Vegas, with new cases identified in other major cities around the world, including New York, London, Paris, Munich. Everybody talk about.
I can't have the TV on anymore. This virus news is so creepy.
Right. I think we've gathered all the information we need for now. Come on, Sergeant Samuels. Let's be having you.
Good night.
Live girls online now.
Right, you've embarrassed yourself enough, don't you think, mate?
No, I don't think the police officers even noticed.
Didn't notice? Then why did the inspector hand me this card for a local psychotherapist on his way out? I reckon he was about to have you sectioned.
Look, we've downloaded that pop-up Panther antivirus software. As we said, once it's installed on the infected hard drive, we just need to make some simple administrations, do a quick reboot, and you'll be running like a dream again in no time.
But I don't want to run like a dream. I enjoy taking a long time to start up, and I don't care if my software's unpredictable.
Come here, you. I just need to insert this memory stick in your USB port.
You'll insert nothing in my USB port. Why are you both wearing nurses' uniforms all of a sudden?
Come back, it won't hurt a bit.
quick, shove the memory stick in him, and force a reboot.
But all my clothes have just fallen off.
Just do it.
I can't get it in.
Give it here. We should have tried switching him off and on again in the first place.
Hi, are you feeling better now?
We've removed every trace of the virus, run some scans, and your hard drive's as good as new.
So from now on, make sure you only surf with your right hand.
Thank you, ladies. Hopefully I won't be afflicted by those irritating pop-ups anymore.
We also got rid of loads of other malware too. The infected hard drive's almost empty now.
And something else that's empty is my stomach. I think it's time to reheat my breakfast, and nobody's going to stop me.
Lucky you did such a good job of rewiring the house then, isn't it?
So glad you noticed.
I think your spaghetti hoops are done, Dave.
Front Room was recorded in front of a live studio audience. Hello?
Oh, Mike?
I prefer Dr. Hammer, please.
Oh, sorry. Dr. Hammer, how are things in Vegas?
Not good, Inspector Dolby. There are bodies everywhere, and now Nurse Cassidy's looking very unwell.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Anyway, what can I do for you, Inspector?
Well, I have an unusual question for you, sir. Is it possible for humans to become infected with an android virus?
I've never heard of it, but at this point I have to consider anything.
Good. I've just been interviewing some people in connection with the suspicious death of Tony Crackburn, and the behaviour was rather strange.
Well, look, I need to get Nurse Cassidy back to England as soon as possible so I can arrange the best treatment for her.
Ah, good. Something tells me that this Iglo virus isn't quite what it seems.
We'll be on the first flight out of here, and I'll come over to Scotland Yard as soon as I can.
I'll see you soon, then. Goodbye, Mike. Dr. Hammer.